Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, my show is supposed to be with Joanne Eady, who's a master hypnotist who has invented the virtual gastric band. She is not in the studio, so we may have an even sweeter surprise in store for you. But let me just tell you a little bit about Joanne. On second thought, let me play you a song while I try to get hold of one of the top 10 psychics or channelers in the world. And I'm going to now play a song by a wonderful New Thought singer, the name of Jennifer Farron, and the song is called Throw It All Away, and do with it as you will, it's all good.
Trauma that can come.
So, folks, sorry for the interruption. I'm not sure if Joanne Edie has called in. I do see a caller, and I'm going to go to you now. You are a caller from area code 305. Please hold on, and I will bring you up. The studio is misbehaving, but I do have a special surprise if this is not Joanne Edie on the line. Hold on a minute, caller. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, caller 305, who is this, please?
Well, before I answer that, can I throw it all away? I love that song, David.
Isn't it great? Would you mind listening to it again? And then I'm going to bring Mary Blake, one of the top 10 psychics, on the show.
Not at all. I would love to listen, but could you tell me who that was singing it?
Her name is Jennifer Farron.
Jennifer what?
Jennifer Farron.
You're cutting in and out, so.
Oh, my.
I didn't get the last name.
Farron. F as in Frank, E-R-R-E-N. Can you hear me, Deanna?
Now I can. Yeah, now I can. Jennifer, what is her name?
Farron. F-E-R-R-E-N.
Oh, wow. That was wonderful. I love that song.
Well, I'm glad you like it. I'm going to play it one more time and call Mary Blake, and that way I won't have dead airspace. So hold on. We'll be starting in 4 minutes, folks. And, Deanna, it's great to hear your voice.
And it's great to hear you as well.
Okay, here we go again with Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away, just for Deanna.
Trauma that can come from home.
And folks, that once again was Jennifer Farron. And I have a wonderful surprise for you, since Joanne Eady has not been able to call into the studio tonight. I have one of the top 10 psychics in the world by the name of Mary Blake, and she's not a woo-woo gal. She is an amazing woman, very down to earth, who is so aligned with spirit, it will blow you away. And Deanna, I know you're still there, and I'll be happy to bring you on the line at a later point in time. So let me bring Mary Blake on the line, and then I will introduce her and read you her background. Hi, Mary.
Hi there.
Thank you so much for pitch hitting for me.
You're
this
absolutely
is not
welcome.
The first time
we
this
have,
has happened.
Well, you know, we have a nice background. I don't worry about if I have the time, I'm yours.
Well, thank you. So let me ask you, how are you?
Well, I am terrific.
Oh, that's great.
And that's the other thing.
Yes, well, that's the only way to be. Unfortunately, a lot of poor people just haven't woken up to the fact that they can be that way most of the time.
This is true. Absolutely true.
Now, what do you think that's all about?
Well, I think that basically what we think of and what we focus on becomes our reality.
Yes.
And I do my best to focus on I focus on doing good things and being happy and being where I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
And how do you manage to figure out where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be doing?
It doesn't take figuring. It takes, I guess you have to live a life in poised anticipation.
I understand. And I recognize that I was using the wrong words, if you will, because figuring is what we do in our brains, and letting it be is another story, and just aligning with spirit. Yeah.
A long time ago, I committed my life to being an instrument of divine purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And divine purpose is not exactly something that you do in long planning stages. You are ready when needed.
Absolutely.
Does that sound?
And it comes to you when it's meant to, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like this moment.
Yes, and this is the moment where it's all happening, because there's no such thing as the next moment except when it happens.
Well, as you know, my spirit guide, Stardust, always says there's only one time, and it's now. It's only
That's
one
right.
place, and it's here.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Here and now.
Here and now. That's where you can do
yeah.
things. So
well,
it's happening.
You know, it's amazing. It really is very simple, isn't it?
It is simple, and yet very deep.
Very, very deep. Well, excuse me for just a moment. I'm having a little bit of issue here, and I will deal with it like this. Hang up the other phone.
Very good.
Which wasn't working for me. So thank God for second phone lines. Thank God for songs in the studio, and thank God for friends like you that are available to help out when needed. And I'm very grateful to have come to know Mary and call her a friend. She has helped me through some challenging times, and I think that I've been there for her during some of her own. But, you know, we're all in it together, and ultimately we are all one. What does that mean to you, Mary?
It means a lot. I feel that there's a terrible delusion, and that that we're all separate and isolated, and we have our own problems that have nothing to do with anybody else. That's a very dangerous illusion.
Yes, it is.
As a matter of fact, that's one of my blogs called Dangerous Delusion.
While we're on that subject, let's share a little bit about what you are about and where people can find you, what you do.
Okay. Let's see. I am a karmic healer, a spiritual counselor, and so many more things. It's hard to say. I mean, it's sort of like, what do you need? And somehow or other, I can sort of fit in with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, a lot of people seem to have a gimmick, and they do just this, and they're very, very good at it. But I, for some odd reason, when I volunteered, I didn't specify exact situations that I would work with and nothing else. So I get called on for a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I take people into other lifetimes. And in those instances, we rewrite history and erase karma. And that is more important than most people realize, because many of us walk around with the spiritual equivalent of Marley's chains.
Mm-hmm.
We are dealing with negative issues from other lifetimes that just haven't been resolved.
Mm-hmm.
And until an issue is resolved, it hangs around and can interfere with what you really want to be doing here and now.
Well, it's absolutely amazing what you do. And I have been a grateful recipient of Mary's services. She does something called multi-life therapy. And so many people do not accept or believe in reincarnation and feel like they have to deal with the shit in this life. Well, yes, they do, but a lot of the shit that follows them into this life comes from other lives. And unless you can erase the negative karma from those lives, it follows you into this life as it did for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, they do understand how things that happened to you when you were a child, sometimes when you were even before you could speak, can impact your different situations. But they don't realize that it can sometimes go much deeper if it's from another lifetime. And it doesn't really matter what is preventing you from doing what you're doing. The important thing is to discover and get rid of the obstacles and all of the things. A lot of people have misconceptions of karma. They think that it's permanent, and they think that that they've got to come back and keep suffering and that's how it is. But the suffering is not mandatory. What mistakes are for? I mean, forget the word sin, because sin, it started out. The root is from a darts game. When you completely miss the board, called it a sin. So if you think of sin as a mistake, and then if you go deeper than that, what is a mistake for? A mistake is a shortcut to learning.
Right. It's an opportunity.
Absolutely. There was a famous guy who actually put IBM on the map, who used to run through the room shouting, "What's the matter with you? You're not making enough mistakes. If you're not making enough mistakes, that means you're not taking the risk, and that means that we can't get ahead."
Yeah, mistakes are good. Or you know, I heard that in Aramaic, the definition of sin was missing the mark. And I think of it as an error in thought or judgment or action. And mm-hmm. I once had a life coach on who didn't like the word mistake. He said, call it an opportunity.
Yeah.
And that mm-hmm. everything is an opportunity. Let's put a positive spin on it. So
sure.
that was a light bulb for me. You know? But,
that's
you
good.
Know, I used to look at mistakes in the extreme. I would use the F word as in failure. And
yeah,
not
sure.
only did I think I failed at something, I defined myself as a failure. There's no such thing.
No.
Unless you believe it. You get what you believe, in a sense. In a sense, you do.
Yes, because you create your own reality.
Right. Yeah.
And that brings us to how we talk to ourselves.
Absolutely.
And how we define ourselves. Secretly,
mm-hmm.
our secret opinion of ourselves is
mm-hmm.
very serious. It is very, very important. And this is one of the primary movers and shakers in our life, really.
Well, I've heard it said that you're only as sick as your secrets. And so, you know, let's turn it around, folks. And
yeah.
make it a happy secret, you know. And let's share the secret,
mm-hmm.
you know. Let's
mm-hmm.
share the secret
mm-hmm.
on becoming all that we're meant to be. Because we all have unlimited potential.
Indeed. And one of the most important things is that we give ourselves credit for what we do.
Absolutely.
Many of us never allow for our successes. We always focus on the failures. So guess
mm-hmm.
what we get in life?
Right. Well, we're all gifted. It's just
absolutely.
That many of us have chosen to ignore the gifts or not open them.
Well, you know, by the time that we get house trained and taught who to be scared of and who is okay and all of the things that we have to do and the things we can't do and all of the rules and regulations that don't make any sense at all to us, we wind up forgetting what we came here for.
Well, isn't that a little paradox? And life is full of them. And life is full of epiphanies if
mm-hmm.
we open ourselves to spirit. And for me, that's where the wisdom, the inherent wisdom comes from. I have learned lessons through the school of hard knocks. However, when I learned to open to my spirit, the wisdom just flowed into me. And I didn't know where it came from or where I learned the things that I learned, but
mm-hmm.
it was there. It was there.
Yes. And that is, I would say, of all things, that is the primary role of a psychic, is to open a person to possibility.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How can a person, with or without a psychic, begin that process? Let's say that we have somebody that's listening to this podcast that's curious. Curiosity can be wonderful.
Okay. Well, one of the easiest ways, really, is to float back in time and remember, relive something that really excited you when you
uh-huh.
learned about it, and that somehow it was easy when you did it, and somehow you were proud of what you did when you did this new thing that you had discovered. And most likely that is something that that you have a calling for, and nobody has ever allowed you to really explore it. I mean, how
mm-hmm.
many times do people say to you, you have this wonderful idea, and they say, that'll never work. Those wonderful friends that we have, they'll never work. You can't do that. You're crazy. What do you think? What do you think? How are you gonna make money being an actor? How do you think you're gonna make money with writing songs? This is ridiculous, you know. And
people take that in too. People take that in.
It kills
yeah.
dreams. It
yes, it does.
It's just heartbreaking. And sometimes a psychic can just say, "Whoa, you have such fantastic ability in such and such and such," and you say, "Really?" and this will give you the impetus and set you on track. We need to set people on track to who they are and what they, so that they can find out who they are and what they came here for. I can't tell anybody what they came here for.
Right.
Because
Stardust
says, you know, that's two-thirds of what of your job here is to remember what you came here for.
Well, like Dorothy learned in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home, and home is where the heart is. So
mm-hmm.
why not start there, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Mary, how can people get in touch with you if they want to work with you with the multi-life therapy? Or also, I should let people know that Mary is a healer.
Oh, yeah. That was my first and foremost thing. Well, everything. I think everything I do is healing.
Oh, I do, too. I do, too. But, I mean, you heal at a profound level, and you heal at all levels, including physical.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
you have to understand that it is a partnership. We
oh, yeah.
do not fix people. True
no.
healing, true. Oh, the only true healing is self-healing. I provide the energy and the instruction manual sometimes.
Yeah.
But the client has to be a 50-50 partner.
Well, Jesus taught us that, in a sense.
didn't he say, pick up your card and walk?
There he did, yeah. And woman, it's your faith that sealed you.
That's right.
Yep.
That is
yep.
precisely
yep.
it. And
yep.
some people, I'm sorry to say, seem to want to keep people coming back and back and back. And, of course, that's
yeah.
very good for the bank account. But it's not
yeah.
particularly good for the individual to become dependent.
No, and I would think it would create some negative karma for the practitioner that's doing that.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
I do believe
yeah.
that, yes.
Yeah.
But when we work together, we can really create miracles.
Hmm. So getting back to my previous question, how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I have an email called mary@themaryblake.com. It's THE, maryblake.com. I got tired of being one of 5,000 Mary Blakes and decided I would do something about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I couldn't even find myself on Facebook because I got switched to some Mary Blake in England, some Mary Blake in Seattle. I mean, It was very annoying. So I decided if there's only one, the Mary Blake, and that's me.
Well, there's only one of all of us in a sense, in different ways. I mean, we're all unique, but we are all one. And,
definitely.
Yeah. Any other way?
Any other way? I have a blog, but right now it's my website. The blog has been spammed, it's been really spammed, like thousands of messages coming in. So I cannot give that out right now.
That's a shame.
It really is a shame. Because I had some wonderful blogs there. But we will work it through and figure out, you know, I've got to heal my website right now.
Well, Mary, of course the show is being podcast. Is it possible to put it out there for people that might be listening to this down the line? Now, this show is being recorded on May 20th of 2016, but folks, you can always check it out at a later date.
No, I also do have my own blog talk radio show.
Yes, please tell us about that.
It's blogtalkradio.com/Mary Blake.
Easy.
So, you know, there are, you know, a couple of years of individual shows there which people can listen to. Often I interview very interesting guests, and we do discuss often how they made the great discovery. Very often people will only find their true calling and dedicate their life in their 50s. You know, we don't often just know exactly what we came here to and go about it at a very early age, though some people do, and I envy them. But on the other hand, how are you going to get the experience to be to empathize with people in different phases of life and in different kinds of occupations, whatever? If all you've done is just do one little thing in your whole life.
That's right, and a lot of us receive wake-up calls and don't respond, or receive multiple wake-up calls, because guess what? The universe is calling and God is always knocking. It's we who choose to ignore it or open the door.
Or we have someone else who is attempting to get us to do things their way. I mean, a lot of people have vicarious enjoyment from their children doing something, that they could never do, and it was live my dream for me. You know, this happens a lot.
Yes, it does. Well, Mary, go ahead.
So what I feel my job really is to help people to trust themselves and find what they really want to do and why they want to do it, and help them to make room for it in their lives.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. What I was going to say is that I'm delighted to let you know that I have a caller on the line, and her name is Deanna.
Uh-huh.
And Deanna has not called in a very long time, and for whatever reason, she has called in tonight thinking she was going to get somebody else. And I trust, knowing her interest, that she would be delighted to talk to you.
Well, I'll be happy to talk with her.
Beautiful. Well, let me bring her on the line. I'm sure she will have questions for you. Okay, Deanna, hold on. I'm coming to you.
Good. Indeed. Indeed, I'm happy to speak to you, Mary. And I did call in a few times, David. There was a show announcement, but then there was no show. So sometimes life, you know, changes our destination, or at least the length of time it gets, you know, to get there.
Yes.
I was thinking something funny while you were talking, Mary. You were saying something about opening the possibilities, and I would equate you to a battery in a car that is being jumped. You know, the battery works, but unless you give it a bolt of energy, you know, it doesn't take off.
Very, very perceptive of you, because I actually consider myself a catalyst for change.
That's the right word.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right word. I think of ourselves as electricity, and that's why we are said to reincarnate. Now, carnate, that comes from flesh, you know, in Latin. So we enter into a new flesh. And then when we leave with all our experiences amalgamated into a thin line of electricity that I believe we are, we go back out in space until grab again another piece of flesh, and we are back again. I don't know if it makes sense to others, but that's what I am coming up with after listening to several years of metaphysical talk.
Well, one of the things that is very interesting is most people don't think about the fact that we continue learning when we are not in the flesh. In fact, we are more alive when we're out of it than when we're in it. And also they think of things that you experienced are permanent. And what we experience when we're in body isn't necessarily accurate. It isn't all what it's kind of, shall we say, what it's cracked up to be. What's real is on a consciousness level, not on a physical level. As analytical as you are, you will understand. If you take a train accident, and there were 100 people in that train accident, isolate them, and ask each of them to describe the train accident, you will have 100 different accidents.
Mm-hmm. Points of view.
Okay. Now, when you can take the exact same set of circumstances, and one person will consider it as an amazing, exciting event, the other person will consider it a horrible experience that really destroyed their faith in humanity, or some such thing like that. You're following me?
Yes. The illusion is different depending on the person.
It is a different kind of reality, and it's more permanent and yet more changeable at the same time. When we go into other lifetimes, I work with spirit. Spirit actually takes the other incarnations. Once we find out what went wrong, it takes that incarnation backwards in that lifetime to before the bad things happened, and devises a offers an alternate suggestion to make different decisions, make different choices, take different actions, and get a completely different outcome.
Right.
And that becomes the permanent reality on the consciousness level.
it's like taking a different path to get to the place.
Yes.
You can
yes.
you can always rewrite your story at any level, right, Mary?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is the power that most people don't even know they have. And that's one of the reasons that I was guided to mention something about the way we talk to each other ourselves.
Mm.
I agree with that. And I experienced it today, as a matter of fact. I've been going through terrible physical issues the last few days. And it makes me very tense. So I was talking to myself, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can do it. But the way I was talking to myself is, oh, my God, you know, this and that. And then I started talking to myself in a higher sense, with confidence, with faith. And things started turning out better. So the last 2 days have been, you know, recovery, definitely physical recovery.
Okay.
Because of the way I was talking to myself.
Now, is your physical condition, does it involve a specific organ or a specific part of your body, or is it general?
Yeah. No. It affected my whole body, but the end result was a specific part of my body.
Okay.
And it was very weakening. And I, instead of, you know, hitting myself over the head, I started cheering myself up. And it worked.
You know, one of the things that happens when people are having a serious problem with a specific part of their body, they will put a name to it, like my bad leg or my bad back, or this is my weak so and so. And guess what that does? That affects
your back. Yeah.
It affects you are commanding it. You're giving it instructions as how to be.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
One of the interesting things is to talk to that particular part of the body and say, look, you know exactly how to be a perfect leg. And I want you to do that. I want you to be your perfect self. I am sending you all the energy. I'm counting on you.
That's what I did. But, you know, sometimes I feel that us humans, we feel that we're being too gullible, at least if we can believe that, because
okay,
we're, like,
now
you
you're,
know,
now
we should,
okay.
Thinking.
Here
but
you go.
It's not that I
the enemy
no, no,
is
you
within. It's your
exactly.
brain. That,
it's,
that
it's we are trained. We are
you
trained
cannot
to feel.
Think. You cannot
hold on a minute,
think.
Deanna. Hold on a minute. Hold on. She's giving you some valuable information.
You cannot think about something and decide something without affecting it drastically. Send love. Think of yourself as being perfect in every way. Feel the perfection, you know, like the little boy, little four-year-old, somebody called him a piece of junk, and he said, I ain't no junk because God don't make junk.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You, when you think of yourself as perfect, you are giving the energy. Reach out and ask for the energy to be provided to you. Ask for help. One of the greatest gifts I ever got in my life was when I was so desperate, I was so panicky, there was nothing I could do except scream for help. And it came.
Mm-hmm.
Deanna, I want to share something that's in Mary's background. I didn't read her biography, but Mary healed herself of cancer.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. Bravo. I believe we can. We just have to believe.
And it was necessary for my evolution, because I started out thinking that I was started out as an intellectual snob who thought that metaphysical stuff was a scam, was superstitious nonsense. And when God gives you gifts and you ignore it and say, I know I give good massages, but I want to be a singer. Okay. So you ignore the great gifts that God gives you, and what happens? So he whispers in your ear, gives you an idea here and there, taps you on the shoulder, gives you a little shove. Ignore it, sooner or later you just get pushed right off the cliff. And that's what happened to me. It took the cancer scare for me to finally accept who I am, to step into my role as a healer, and to be open to the other ways in which God chooses to use me. You are a very bright woman, but sometimes you outthink yourself.
Yeah, I try to see all the different aspects. You're basically going from the finite to the infinite. You know,
as David can tell you, I'm well known from my instant switch of.
Yes, absolutely.
From casual to deadly serious.
I just wanted to throw in my two cents, Deanna. I heard you use the word try, and that's a beautiful start, but it can also be something that will keep you spinning in circles.
Well, do, of course, but when I say try, remember I'm going from a different language of child, you know, childhood.
Yes,
so sometimes, it's a little bit.
I suggest you substitute work on it.
Say that again, please.
Work on it instead of try.
Right.
You can throw a pencil down on the floor and try to pick it up.
Right. Pick it up. Just pick it up. There's another word I wanted to share with you. You were talking about volunteers earlier. And the stem of volunteering comes from the will in English. La voluntad. When you volunteer, it's your will that is putting you out there to do what you are, you know, saying that you will. But it's your will that is doing it. So language has so many ways of confusing us, especially nowadays when we don't use the word or each word, but sometimes phrases that are already made up and that we've heard, you know, in a television program or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we are understanding each other often less and less because we're not using the meaning of each word, but a made-up meaning of a new phrase, a slogan.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That makes it more difficult to understand one another, given our education, you know, in schools.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to give you an opportunity to ask Mary a question, and then I want to open the phone line to one other caller.
Thank you, David.
Is there something you'd like to ask Mary?
Well, Mary, I was doing a lot better, and I was—I had started working irregularly as a contractor And then something hit me last week, and it's so, I don't know what it's, a monkey wrench is what they call it, right? There was a monkey saying, hey, you know, I'm going to hit you with this one. I was wondering if not only what you see the outcome is for my, you know, physical issue, it's improved tremendously.
Is your monkey wrench is symbolic?
Yeah, because it just pulled the rug from under my feet, and I was losing balance.
Does it have to do with interference from another person in your work?
No. What happened to me was entirely physical. I got very, very ill with food poisoning. But yeah, there was a lot of interference before, but that changed, and that was the reason for the improvement. But right now, I am aiming for a full-time permanent position with them, and I have not yet attained that.
Have you done any kind of exercises to strengthen you for the work that you're supposed to, that you want to do?
All the time. I'm an interpreter.
What?
And what I am an interpreter.
Okay.
I've been doing that for a long time, and no matter what I do during the day, it's always interpreting. If I'm reading a book, whether it be about, you know, psychology or Atlantis or old Egypt, I'm always interpreting. So, yes,
okay.
I'm always trying to refine, you know, my skills. And I don't feel that they're ever going to be as great as to be so proud of myself, but I think I do have a gift for that. I was wondering if you see me progressing on this. Or...
What's wrong with feeling proud of yourself?
Oh, he agrees. Is it a he or a she?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does, but he's going to go out of the room.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
The poor thing. Hello,
okay.
Dog.
So,
yes.
What's wrong with being proud of yourself? What's wrong with recognizing that you have clarified things for people in your interpreting, maybe saved them from making mistakes? What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I tend to have such high standards, and I know that there's always.
I know
going to be
what
like...
I'm saying is your high standards are holding you back. You've got to stop that.
Oh.
Your self-judgment is not good for you.
Thank you.
Do your best and hope that it's and just know that it's going to work. Whatever you do, it's up to them. They can either work with what you gave them, or they will ignore it, or whatever. But you do your best, and then be satisfied with that, and just see. Stop.
Always and forever.
Stop beating yourself up. That's all
there
I can. I don't know how many times I can say it.
Well, just to conclude, in my childhood. Outside of my immediate, you know, circle, my family, there were other people in the family.
Deanne, is it happening now?
No, and you're right. The time is here, and
is
the place is now.
Happening?
The other
now.
Way around.
Okay.
Thank
you. But, have I made my point? Do you hear me? You overthink things. You complicate your life, and you do not give yourself enough credit.
You are a very talented woman, Deanna. You are very talented, and it's like I was using this phrase earlier, figure it out. That's what you do best, and you need to let go of that.
Yeah.
You do a great job.
Mm-hmm.
So
You do.
Allow yourself to enjoy it, okay? Now, somebody else is waiting for me, okay?
Yes. Yes, and we're gonna wrap this up pretty quickly. Deanna, thank you so much for joining us. And Mary, do you have 5 more minutes, dear?
Sure. No. But what I know there's someone else online waiting for me. That's
yes,
all.
I'm going to bring. This is another Deanna, who is pronounced Diana.
Okay.
And I'm going to leave your line open, Deanna. And let me go to Diana. Hi, Diana. How are you?
Hi, David. I'm okay. How are you? How are you, Mary?
I'm great.
That's wonderful.
Surprise, surprise. No Joanne Edie tonight. How much of the show have you listened to, Diana?
I came in at 8. And I've just been agreeing with everything Mary says. Yep.
Just to let you know, Mary, Diana reads angel cards. She's a Reiki practitioner. She's a former nurse. She's a light worker, and she has done shows with me.
Yeah, I didn't want to run out of time so that I couldn't speak to her.
No, you do have time if you have time.
Sure, I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely believe in reviving your life, and then you can be put back in circumstances where you're actually helping another person, and then you find out you've got to rewrite your life again. So that's pretty much what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I see it as setting your records back, you know, like an old-fashioned tape recorder.
Sure.
Go backwards,
uh-huh.
Erase it, and then rewrite it. And if it doesn't work, do it again, because sometimes, you know, the people around you influence you to fall back into old patterns. So keep on rewriting your life, and it'll happen. It just takes longer than I want it to happen. So that's the only thing to me,
is that
it may take 2 years for something that should to me, it should only take a week.
Yes. There's something I have to take care of, Liz. Only take me a minute. Do you mind if I answer another call?
No. Go for it, Mary. Yeah. Thank you.
Hello.
So, Diana, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. I'm on the line. That's why I'll call. I'll let you in just a second.
It's hot out here. It's a little bit. It's harder than
Where
I
are
was.
You? Where are you?
I'm in Florida.
You are still there. Okay. Well, I knew you were on the road, so to speak, so I wasn't sure if you'd traveled.
Well, as soon as somebody leaves the room, I'm moving into a room until the heat's over, because I'm not for certain where I'm going. I'm actually asking for guidance, you know? I get guidance.
Well, I think Mary's
where I am. But I'm
think
not getting
Mary's
guidance about where to go.
I think Mary's back with us. Do you have a question for her?
Well, that's basically it. I want my guidance to come quicker and
I'm so sorry. I have a house guest, and she's downstairs ringing. I had to let her in.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Do you need to go, honey?
Nope, I do not.
Nope.
The door is open.
Okay.
She can come in.
Good.
So
I'm going to have a house guest in a minute, too.
So, Diane.
Diana with an A.
Diana.
Diana's a different vibration.
Okay.
Actually, I add my middle name to it to give it a different ring. Another person said that a lot of people with that name Diana, even as far back as the Princess Diana, it was the name, the caretaker, the things that were happening to those people. Use your middle name with your first name, and you're going to get out of the vibration of that name. Of the hardship of that name. Get out of the hardship of that name by adding your middle name to it and just sing it. So I'm practicing doing that. I don't know if David remembers one of the girls that was on the show that said that to me. Use
yes,
your
I do. She said the same thing to me. She said the same thing to me. So, Diana, I don't know if Mary. I don't know if Mary heard your question.
No, I didn't. I did not hear your question at all.
I would like for the guidance to come in a longer range. Like, for instance, should I go to Arizona or California or Indiana? Give me a clue of where I'm going, but I'll get guidance as to what to do all around where I am, because I'll run into something the spirit wants me to take care of over. And, you know, it's always like either for the earth or for a person or, you know, what if you know what lightworkers do. So I want the broader range and the faster, the send now. If you're rewriting your life, why does it have to take 2 years sometimes? Or if you want to know where you're going, why is it just 2 hours from here versus 13 hours from here? Give me a direction. because I'm not attached to the outcome. I will go where spirit leads.
Diana, you know perfectly well that you have free will.
Mm-hmm. Just take off.
If somebody tells you where to go and what to do, and that doesn't really make sense. A Stardust is saying that you have your own built-in. I'm so right brain now. I can't think of the word. The compass.
Oh, yeah, I'm a compass on your path.
You have your own built-in compass.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't do sometimes is you don't ask the right question.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I don't ask a question. I just say, guide me. I'm not attached to the outcome. I will go where I am led.
So sometimes you need to ask. You need to ask your own questions. And if it doesn't feel quite right, ask the question. Ask a little different question. Ask it in a better way so that spirit can guide you a bit more. Your guidance is, it's more general than specific, and that's the way it's supposed to be. I mean, you don't. I know you would like to be told exactly where to go, and what to do, but this is not that kind of life for you. This is a life for someone who has a more specific job, say, an architect. Or a carpenter, or something like that. You're not in that category.
Not anymore. Not since I quit nursing.
Yeah. So what you need to do is ask more pointed questions. Which place would be better for me? Where can I make the best? I can do the most good. Where?
Well, that's what I
ask.
Where can I do the most good? And then I want the guidance to kick in, and it doesn't seem to kick in fast enough for me. I want to be able to get my guidance. Just like rewriting your life doesn't seem to kick in fast enough.
You know, Diana, I always say when they passed out patients, I was in the ladies' room. But it sounds like...
At this stage of the game, I've done patients long enough. I'm ready.
I know.
You're ready, huh?
Now.
I know.
This waiting 2 year thing doesn't really... You know, I'm already 62. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, you may have to go someplace else before you get to the place where
that's what's happening. I'm going other places.
On top of that, where you're supposed to go, where you're supposed to be, changes from time to time, based upon your growth. And look, 5 years ago, you would not have expected to be where you are, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Do you think that, you're going to find out where you're going to be 5 years from today, right now?
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, it'd be lovely, but also it would tie you down, and you don't need to be tied down. You need to be mobile. You need to be free to move. So,
okay.
So be ready to go where you're needed, and
that's
where you
exactly
can do the most good. Have you made your deal with God? Do you know exactly what you are willing to do and what you are not willing to do?
Well, I haven't done that. I'm not willing to. I'm just willing to serve. So am I supposed to say I'm not willing to do and list all that too?
You're not willing to waste your time, correct?
Oh, right. And I don't.
All right. There you go. Okay. You're not comfortable sitting around feeling like you're not in the right place doing the right thing.
Right.
Is this correct? Yeah. Okay. What can you do to improve your skills, to make yourself a better instrument? What can you do? There's something else that you need that would improve your usefulness.
Well, okay. I'm just so perfect. I don't know what that would be. I'm just kidding.
And you know what?
Somebody else.
You know what,
you're
Diana?
So
what? You don't need to figure that out either, honey.
No, no. But what I'm saying to you is keep working, keep improving, keep studying, keep growing, because you have only begun. You've really only begun your journey. You may think you found your calling, but it's there's more stuff you're going to do. It looks as if you are in a you are using the angel cards. Is that what you're doing? You're reading that?
Well, I've just read cards all my life, starting with tarot cards, angel cards, archetypes, whatever.
Right.
Cards basically just focus so that the flow can come through.
Absolutely. Because I see what is what's coming through for you. It has nothing to do with the cards.
Right.
It's just a matter of focus. You could sit there and look at a rock and do the same thing.
Yeah, and I did. I did that last time I did a show. I didn't use the cards.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at a tree. The trees helped me.
it's almost a gimmick that people will say, oh yeah, it's the cards that will tell you. But truthfully, what you want to do, there's all things like NLP. There's other things that you can do to open up your abilities.
I am NLP certified. I am NLP life coach certified.
Great, I hit that. That's very important for you.
Yeah, you picked that up. Okay.
Yeah, and there's something. Do you do anything? I would suspect it's you probably do what do they call it, the touch thing. Funny, I did a healing on that woman.
Yeah, therapeutic touch.
What?
Therapeutic touch.
Yeah,
energy healing. I do the tuning fork.
I did a healing on the woman who invented that. It was so funny.
Oh, love it.
She was in a wheelchair with a bum knee.
Well, I definitely believe in instant healing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much, I've been like that even since a child. I died when I was 4, you know, and I came back asking people what was wrong with them. Me and my Humpty Dumpty, we can put you back together. You know, I annoyed people most of my life.
All right. How do you tap into the infinite in energy?
It just seems to be there. I can just sit and go, and there it is.
Okay.
If I need to refocus. But I have tuning forks, so I believe in the vibrations, that type of thing.
Okay. But do you have any kind of a ritual where you actually open the crown chakra and pull in the energy of the universe?
If I want to, yeah, I can do that. I used to do it a lot. Is that important right now?
Vitally
more?
Important because you're using too much of your own energy.
Yeah. Mm. There you go. You got it.
When you get tired after you've worked, you know you're not using you're using your own energy and not the universal energy.
Okay, you got it. That was
okay.
What I needed to hear.
Okay.
Okay, so I need to get that pulling in through the ground. Okay.
I'll tell you.
I use
you,
my heart a lot. That's why.
Do you talk to David personally on his private line?
Well, we have talked a few times, but it's not a regular thing.
Okay, but what I'm suggesting is call David. I don't want to put it over the air, but call David, and he will give you my private phone number, and I will talk with you.
Okay?
Beautiful.
All right. Now, you'll have to call me because I don't know what I did with the paper with your phone number. And
all right. Let me double-check to make sure I have that. I've got it. It's right up there now. Dan, hold on just a minute. Hold on just a minute. I want to make sure I have you in my address book.
It should be in your studio, yeah.
Yeah, it is, and I have it in my address book, too.
Good.
So, Diana, I will call you. I'll call you right after the show, and I'll do what Mary has offered to do. And, Mary, unless you have anything else to say, I thank you so much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome, and it's really good to be able to work with another light worker. So,
yes,
something.
Yes, you may, Diana.
What's your last name, Mary? I didn't catch that. What's your last name?
Blake, Blake.
Okay.
And Deanna wants to say something, and then I have something to say in closing.
Sure. Deanna?
Diana, I'm in Florida too. It was sweltering here today, and I remember many years ago when I left, I wanted to go to New Mexico and Colorado and Arizona, and that's what I'm proposing to you. Just go, and when you find the place where you want to stay, you'll stay there. But just go and explore.
Mm-hmm.
The universe is calling.
The universe seems to have a lot of things going on and that I run into that I need to take care of not far from where I am. And then before I know it, the day's over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of the things there are, you need to be a little more discriminating.
Of what I'm willing to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I better let David talk now, so.
Well, it's fine. I just am grateful for Mary's time, and I don't want to impose.
Me too.
but it sounds to me like the D word for discernment might come in handy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Diana, I will call you in a few moments, and I'll give each of you a chance to say goodbye, but I'm going to treat the listeners with a song that I moved to share with you by another New Thought singer by the name of Alba Molina, and you can stay and listen or not.
And it's called The Change. I need to go now.
Yes. Thank you, Mary.
And blessings and love and light.
Beautiful. Thank you again. So all I was going to say is I was motivated because of both Deanna and Diana's calls to share the song with you, which I happen to have, and it's called The Change Is In You. So what do you think about that title, Deanna?
I think it's great, and I just loved your song earlier. Throw it all away, all the disappointments, all the disillusions, throw it all away and waste too much. I love that song.
Yes, and I wish I had her. Let me Google her website so that I can give it to you, because she has several CDs out, and it's just wonderful. I had the privilege of not only having her on my show, but meeting her and hearing her in person. And her name is Jennifer Farron, and I'm looking for her website, and unfortunately I can't find it. But she's available on Facebook, and it's Jennifer, spelled the traditional way, and the last name is Farron, F as in Frank, E-R-R-E-N. So send her a friend request on Facebook and tell her that you would like to get some of her music, perhaps. So that's what I offer you. Yeah. And Diana, thank you for joining us tonight, and we can work out something on the schedule. I've had an amazing thing happen, and I'm booking for December, and I apologize for not letting you know of the onslaught, but it came all at once. I ran an ad, and I got 60 people that responded, and I tried to save some slots along the way, but I do want to book you for December. And, Deanna, it's a pleasure to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
So
I want to tell you,
Diana,
listen to that song that David played earlier on in the show. It's going to just take so much weight off you. It is just wonderful. And I do use my first and second name, by the way. I'm Deanna Beatriz.
Yes. Well, it's wonderful to use the full name that was given to you, because names are given to us for a reason that we aren't sometimes not aware of, and these numerologists and astrologers can confirm things that apparently the universe has sent to us, even if we don't like them. Like, I didn't like my middle name. I was told to use it, and that my new married name, which is Palladino Cowdery, because Clark is my professional name, but that adds even more power, and that I'm supposed to use the whole thing.
Yay.
David Ralph Palladino Cowdery. So there you go. Now you know who I am.
Wow.
All right. This is Alba Molina singing The Change Is In You, and when the song is over, the show is over. So thank you all. And I will be changing the promotion for tonight's show so other people will be able to find it with the information that accompanies the show that we've had tonight. It's been a wonderful pleasure to have you both with us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, here we go. You're welcome. Alba Molina, The Change Is In You.
Behind every single achievement, there's always faith. It's power that comes from within you, trust in a bigger strength. Just know that it is possible. It's in you tonight. know that the key is inside you, to know that it's up to you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. Only one voice matters, and it's inside you. That is the answer. The change is in you. Helping you to decide. Be free to pick your memories. It's your choice. Be bolder by raising your bar, and all your life will improve. This is the time to step into your future. It's time to be brave, let freedom live. It's a straight line that leads to your destination. It only depends on you. Y es hora de estar en tu futuro. Y es hora de vivir tu libertad. Solo hay una voz que importa y está adentro. Esa es la clave. El cambio eres tú. Challenges are always opportunities, releasing creativity. You're able to win, you're able to thrive. Real power is the strength that resides in
shows. She's a wonderful new thought singer, a beautiful spiritual being who obviously had a song meant for these two beautiful women that called in tonight. Good night, Deanna and Diana.
Thank you.
And good night, all. God bless.
Thank you so much, David Ralph.
Thank you. Good night.
Clark Palladino Chowdhury.
You're welcome. Amen. You got it. Okay. Take care.